Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. The time's just approaching 5 o'clock here on Highland Radio. I'm Donna Marie Doherty with the news. Coming up on this bulletin, searches have ceased in Glenfinn for the remains of a teenager who went missing 30 years ago. Gardaí are investigating a fatal motorcycle accident that occurred on Wednesday morning in Bumbeg. A member of the 100% Redress Party says he's disgusted at the behaviour of government politicians both locally and nationally. And Gardaí in Letterkenny have once again highlighted the serious consequences of drug and drink driving after a worrying number of offences were uncovered over the weekend. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport at around 5:15. First in news. Searches have ceased in Glenfinn for the remains of a teenager who went missing 30 years ago. Last week it was confirmed by the family of Arlene Arkinson that a search had gotten underway in the parish. It's believed efforts were stood down on Saturday. The 15-year-old from Castlederg was last seen after attending a disco in Bundoran in 1994. Gardaí are investigating a fatal motorcycle incident that occurred on Wednesday in Bunbeg. The incident happened at around 10 to 3 on the R257, resulting in the death of a man aged in his 60s. Garda Grainne Doherty, speaking on today's 9 till noon show, appealed to the public for any information that may help with investigations.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following a fatal road traffic collision. This happened in Bunbeg on Wednesday, the 11th of September. Firstly, Greg, I would just like to pass our condolences on to the family and friends of the deceased on behalf of me and Ollett and Garda Síochána. The single vehicle incident involving a motorbike occurred at approximately 2:50 p.m. on the R257. So the motorcyclist, a man aged in his 60s, was fatally injured. Garda are appealing for witnesses to this collision to come forward. Any road users who may have camera footage, dash cam, who were travelling in that area at the time, they're asked to make this footage available to investigating Garda. Anybody with any information are asked to contact Milford Garda Station on 915-3060, the Garda Confidential Line on 1800-666-111 or any Garda Station.
A member of the 100% Redress Party says he's disgusted at the behaviour of government politicians both locally and nationally. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine has spent a number of weeks in hospital, and speaking during a meeting of Donegal County Council's defective concrete block committee, he says he's shocked at the number of doctors and nurses in the hospital affected by the crisis, one of whom has handed the keys back to the bank because they can't afford both their mortgage and rent. Councillor Devine added that an email was sent to all local representatives and some didn't respond.
Every councillor in Donegal got an email from, you know, all different groups, Make Action Group and Paddy Dever and Michael Doherty, 37 councillors and the 5 TDs. Half that come out in the other day, never even responded. And like, you know, it's an absolute disgrace. There's 10 Fianna Fáil, so 3 Fine Gael never answered it at all. There's supposed to be enough effective concrete block committee helping the people, you know what I mean? And they couldn't even respond to an email. They said that they supported them.
You told the meeting as well that you are in hospital at present and you've been speaking to doctors and nurses, some of whom you said have actually handed the keys to their homes back to the banks because of the pressure they're under.
One nurse told me she had 7 years left on her mortgage, and because her house was that bad, they had to move out into a rented accommodation, and the rented accommodation in the moment was scandalous high, and they couldn't afford to pay the mortgage and the rent, and they had to hand the keys back, you know, to keep their shelter not safe. They had to move into a safe home. And there's 7 years left. That's an absolute, it's heartbreaking lesson there, to be honest. So, and it's like, she's only one case. I mean, I'm on here now coming 6 weeks between here and Sligo, and I'll tell you the horrible stories. And it's, is absolutely shocking. The amount of nurses and doctors I've spoke to at defective concrete blocks houses is crumbling, and some of them in very deteriorating situations. And not just doctors and nurses, look at porters and cleaners and lots. And when they knew I was a county councillor, some of the stuff that they were coming and telling me, it's unreal.
Well, there have been calls for the Minister of Housing, Dara O'Brien, to urgently engage with the Housing Agency on the need to pause all of their decisions to overturn the recommendations of engineers acting for homeowners under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. A Sinn Féin TD says he's written to the Minister O'Brien regarding the issue following correspondence from Geraldine Larkin, CEO of the National Standard Authority of Ireland. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says it's unsustainable for these engineers to continue to overrule recommendations.
Well, for quite a while now, engineers acting on behalf of the housing agency have overruled the remediation recommendations coming from engineers acting on behalf of homeowners. There's dozens of families in Donegal in the situation. It forces them to appeal the decision, and these appeals are dragging on and on. Additional costs, additional stress and trauma for the families. But now it's been clear that the standard IS 465 that underpins the defective block screen, it just isn't fit for purpose. In my opinion, it's discredited. I have correspondence from the National Standards Authority of Ireland to oversee this standard, and they're confirming now that they're bringing in an amendment. It will consider pyrrhotite, internal sulphate attack. It will consider and include the emerging evidence. So it's time now to stop these decisions overruling. It's time to pause it.
What effect is this having on homeowners, that this is already a very long process? Is this just adding to the stress?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically, their engineers, who are qualified engineers, have said that their houses will have to be demolished and rebuilt. Then you have engineers acting on behalf of the state who are indemnified under law, saying, no, you don't have to do that. You can take out the outer leaf and so on. And this is a farcical situation now that's been going on for months and months, and it has to stop.
Well, the Enhanced Effective Block Committee are also to write to the Housing Minister in relation to the scheme. They're proposing that clear dates are outlined when rates are to increase and that these increases are applied retrospectively. In addition to this, they're calling for all works outside of demolitions to be halted until the proposed changes to the IS 465 are revealed. Chair of the committee, Councillor Martin McDermott, says that clear communication must be at the forefront.
It's vitally important that the communication is right in this, and I think it's vitally important that we have a date committed for next Thursday, so that the department will come to meet us, to meet the defective concrete block delegation. They're going to meet us next Thursday. So I think it's important that we get a chance to sit with department officials and give our go through the issues that we are facing every day.
Gardaí in Letterkenny have once again highlighted the serious consequences of drug and drink driving after a worrying number of offences that were uncovered over the weekend. One motorist was found to be 12 times over the legal alcohol limit. Garda Grainne Doherty spoke about these incidents on this morning's 9 till noon show.
The Rose Policing Unit Letterkenny, they detected a vehicle being driven erratically. The driver transpired they had no driving licence and they were uninsured. They were then arrested on suspicion of drink driving, and it turned out that they were 7 times over the drink driving limit. So they were charged to appear in court. Saturday evening, same date, 14th of September, they were then out, the Rose Policing Unit. They checked a vehicle on their mobility device. This vehicle was 837 days out of tax. The driver was then arrested on suspicion of drink driving. This driver was 12 times over the drink driving limit. They also had no driving licence or insurance, and the vehicle was seized. They were charged to appear in court. Saturday night, Roads Policing Unit in Letterkenny, they were out conducting a MIT checkpoint. They arrested a driver who failed the roadside breath test. This driver was 3.5 times over the drink driving limit, also charged to appear in court. So then on Sunday evening, the 15th of September, the Roads Policing Unit stopped a vehicle. It was being driven in a careless manner. This driver had no driving licence or insurance, tested positive for cannabis. They were arrested and conveyed to the Garda station, and a blood sample was taken there. So a court appearance will follow. This driver also had a quantity of suspected cannabis in his possession. On Sunday night, the 15th of September, the Rose Policing Unit were conducting a checkpoint when they stopped a vehicle and the driver tested positive for cocaine and opiates. This driver was arrested, conveyed to the Garda station, and a blood sample again was taken. A court appearance will follow. A quantity of suspected cocaine was found in this vehicle following a search. Lastly, Sunday night, well, it was the early hours of Monday morning, this one, the 16th of September, the Rose Policing Unit were conducting a MIT checkpoint, and a driver again, they failed the roadside breath test. An arrest was made, and this driver was 7 times over the drink driving limit, and again they were charged to appear in court.
The new Garda truck isn't just for Dublin, according to The Force. The new unmarked lorry could be visiting your local roads policing unit, as Gardaí want to use it to get motorists following the rules of the road. Its speed limiter has been removed and is being fitted with blue lights and sirens. Sergeant Rob Griffin from the roads policing unit says other counties will enjoy the use of the truck too.
This is a national initiative by our National Roads Policing Bureau and Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman. This is something that's going to be rolled out nationally, and each respective regional roads policing unit will have access to this vehicle and will run similar operations under the title of Operation Umpire.
The Taoiseach says he isn't disappointed Michael McGrath missed out on economic posts in Ursula von der Leyen's cabinet. The former finance minister was appointed to the Justice and Rule of Law brief by the European Commission president. Von der Leyen says it's around 20 countries were pitching for a small number of economic briefs. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he doesn't feel let down with his former finance minister missing out.
Not particularly. I mean, when I discussed it with the president of the commission, it was clear that there was considerable pressures, both regional, geography, party and personalities with financial backgrounds. I mean, in the political world, we have broad-based experience in terms of political management of different portfolios. Michael has served at cabinet. He's been a public expenditure minister, for example.
According to recent data, commercial vacancy rates remain a pressing concern in Donegal. The county currently has the second highest rate in Ireland following Sligo, with Ballybuffet maintaining its position as the town with the highest vacancy rate nationwide. Donal Kavanagh has the details.
The commercial vacancy rate in Donegal has increased once again, standing at 19.4% at the end of June. According to EY figures, which have been collated and published this morning by GeoDirectory, the Donegal figure is the second highest in the country after Sligo, which has a rate of 20.5%. These figures compare to a national average of 14.4%. Of the main towns and urban areas in Donegal surveyed by GeoDirectory, Ballybuffet had the highest commercial vacancy rate at 33.6%, retaining its unwanted status as the highest urban rate in the country. Conversely, Bundoran had Donegal's lowest commercial vacancy rate at 13.4%.
2 kilometres of water mains have been successfully replaced along the western shore of Mulroy Bay. The repairs between Cooley Upper and Cranford, an area prone to bursts, were carried out as part of the National Leakage Reduction Programme. The new water service connections were also installed from the public water main in the road to customers' property boundaries, connecting them to their water supply. As a result, less drinking water will be lost in the ground before reaching customers, and a more reliable water supply is now in place by reducing the risk of bursts and other operational issues. The Taoiseach has ruled out a second tier of child benefit in the upcoming budget. However, Simon Harris says he's open to the proposal in the future. He says nothing has been definitively decided in the budget, which will be revealed 2 weeks from today. Speaking at the National Plough Championships, the Taoiseach says the state supports to help low-income families, but a second tier of child benefit could come from that.
The working family payment is one. The qualified child allowance is another. I believe they're the two most effective tools if you want to lift people out of child poverty. And over time, and not in this budget, but in the lifetime of another government, could you actually see such payments form a new rate of child benefit paid to children most at need? I think you could.
Over 170 homes and businesses are without power in Ballyshannon. ESB crews are working to restore the electricity in the area. The fault was first reported at around 20 past two this afternoon, with a view to it being repaired by 6 o'clock this evening. The time's now just coming up to 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. The time's just coming up to 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkins at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with horse racing, and Dylan Brown McMonagall took a 145-1 treble at Punchestown today to increase his win total for the season to 30. He won the opening race on 130-shot Amanjani with trainer Joseph O'Brien. An hour later, Dylan was back in the winner's enclosure on Pro League Prince, this time under trainer Michael Rice. And the third victory came on the O'Brien-trained Shavasi at 11-4. It's Dylan's second win this year on Shavasi, while it was the first for both Amanjani and Pro League Prince. Moving on to soccer, and a deal to rescue Dundalk is close to completion, according to multiple reports. A local unnamed businessman leads a consortium that will take an 80% stake in the stricken Premier Division club. A second group are in place to take a 20% stake. Dundalk were close to liquidation yesterday before current owner Brian Ainscough entered exclusive discussions with the leading party. Elsewhere, Manchester City midfielder Rodri says professional footballers could go on strike if fixtures keep being added to their schedule. The new expanded format of the Champions League begins tonight, while City are also due to compete in the revamped Club World Cup next summer. Yesterday, Liverpool goalkeeper Alisson said players are tired of the ever-increasing schedule. Rodri feels they may need to take matters into their own hands.
You ask any player, he will say the same. It's not like the opinion of Rodri or whatever. No, so I think it's a general opinion of the players. And if it keeps this way, it will be a moment that we have no other option.
Well, the new Champions League format begins this evening. Aston Villa, they're away to Young Boys. That game starts shortly at 5:45. At the same time, Juventus, they play PSV Eindhoven. At 8 o'clock, Liverpool's campaign gets underway at the San Siro, where they play AC Milan. Real Madrid begin their defence of the trophy at home to VfB Stuttgart. Bayern Munich play Dinamo Zagreb. And Sporting, they host Lille. Away from the bright lights of the Champions League tonight, Manchester United, they're at home to Barnsley in the third round of the Carabao Cup. There's one all-Premier League tie as early season strugglers Everton and Southampton, they meet at Goodison. Crystal Palace, they make the trip to Queen's Park Rangers. Fulham go to Preston. Brentford, they entertain Leighton Orient. Stoke play Fleetwood Town and Blackpool, they play Sheffield Wednesday. Back here at home in the first, there's two First Division hopefuls meeting tonight at Ferry Carrick Park. Wexford, they face Bray Wanderers. That one starts at 7:45. And in the Northern Ireland Premiership, there's a full fixture list down for decision this evening. The top two, they clash this evening. Cliftonville, they play Linfield. Elsewhere, bottom club Carrick Rangers, they host Ballymena United. Dungannon Swifts, they play Carrick Crusaders. Glenavon, they're up against Larne. Glentoran play Loughgall. And Portadown, they play Coleraine. Moving on to rugby, and Simon Easterby has been confirmed as the interim Ireland head coach in Andy Farrell's absence. Farrell has taken a break from the job following the autumn internationals to take up the position of Lions head coach for their tour of Australia. Easterby has been Ireland's defence coach for a decade and will lead Ireland through next year's Six Nations and the summer's tour. Elsewhere in rugby, Stuart McCluskey has put pen to paper on a new two-year deal at Ulster. The Ireland International Centre has attracted interest from a number of French top 14 sides. McCluskey's new deal keeps him at Kingspan Stadium until at least 2027. And Tadhg Birnie is the permanent Munster captain. The 32-year-old took over the mantle from Peter O'Mahony last season on a temporary basis. Elsewhere, Ruth Campbell, Vicky Elms-Kinlan, Siobhan McCarthy and Aaron King have been rewarded for their impressive Irish debuts. The quartet are included in Scott Beaman's squad for the World 15 tournament in Vancouver after contributing to a one-off test win against Australia. Another four uncapped players join the 30-player selection. Sophie Barrett, Katrina Finn, Katie Heffernan and Andrea Stock. Ireland are due to play hosts Canada and the USA after the opening match against New Zealand on Sunday week. Finally for this evening in snooker, Mark Allen's through to round two at the English Open. The Antrim native defeated China's Long Zhi Wang by 4-3 this afternoon. Allen will now face Lau Haitang in round two. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. A Foyle MLA says the launch of this week of the Violence Against Women and Girls strategy in Northern Ireland will ring hollow if adequate funding is not provided. Sinead McLaughlin says with £3 million allocated to the strategy over 2 years, many people will find this figure shocking, especially when compared to the €60 million assigned to the new domestic violence agency in the Republic of Ireland. The unveiling of the strategy comes just after two women were tragically murdered in separate incidents in County Derry a number of weeks ago. Ms McLaughlin insists that addressing the issue should be a top priority.
Violence against women and girls is happening in every aspect of our community and our societies. It's happening in schools, it's happening in workplaces, it's happening in our homes. And we all know people that have had violence used against them, and it's abuse and harm. But it's also including attitudes and system and structural inequalities in our society as well. So one of the key themes of the strategy is about prevention and the protection, but also of the provision of services. And it means whole government working together, including the justice system, working for better outcomes. Almost 20% of all crimes in Northern Ireland are against women, and there is abuse, domestic abuse, every 16 minutes of every day. So, you know, we've got to stop this abuse in Northern Ireland. There's upwards towards 33,000 domestic abuse incidents in Northern Ireland per year. And so that's why when I heard £3 million being committed for a change fund over a two-year period, and it's just not going to hit any the sides of this. We need a lot more resource, including resourcing the police.
Gardaí have today appealed for information in relation to three burglaries in Donegal. They occurred in Fintown, Mount Charles and Letterkenny, and they're believed not to be linked at this time. With details, here's Katie Gillen.
In a home intrusion at Windmill View, Letterkenny, a River Island handbag was stolen between 12:30 and a quarter to one on Friday morning last. A person entered the occupied home via the unlocked front door. He made off on foot out the back door when he was disturbed. There was no cash in the bag. Meanwhile, at 4:30 a.m. on Sunday morning last, the rear of a derelict house was forced open at Stone Park in Mount Charles. Entry was gained and is not yet established what has been stolen. People were observed carrying a box and a bag to a vehicle. Finally, computer equipment has been stolen from a derelict factory in Fintown. Between 6 o'clock and 10:30 on Tuesday evening last, September 10th, the office of the factory at Shalogan Moor was broken into and a Dell computer, hard drive and printer were taken. Entry was gained by the front door, which was forced open. Gardaí are appealing to the public for any information regarding these incidents.
Donegal County Council's been urged to reorganise its winter roads programme to ensure that public and school transport routes are prioritised. Councillor Declan Meehan says in recent years there's been significant investment in transport in Donegal, particularly through the Local Links service. However, he says that will be undermined if services can't operate during bad weather.
I think it's fantastic the investment that has gone into public transport across this area and across the county over the past number of years. But if there's a bad frost, it should not mean that public transport is halted, and particularly in the rural areas where it's needed the most, particularly for people who don't have access to cars. So we're looking at that. The gritting will also include public transport routes across the area.
The more buses you have on the road, the less cars you have on the road. This could work to everyone's benefit.
Absolutely. I mean, as I say, there's been significant investment in Local Link, also in private licensees on public transport routes across the area. And we want to see is we want to see that functioning properly, that it's not completely weather dependent. And again, ultimately, allowing more people to avail of it year round and not just in the finer weather months.
The government's housing policy has been described as tried, tested and failed. The Social Democrats say it's ready to enter a coalition, but just not for the sake of it. The party held its thinking in Dublin today and is encouraging voters to vote left and transfer left. The leader of the party, Holly Cairns, says they would need to be able to have a substantial input in the programme for government.
Previous government negotiations, we did speak to parties after the last election, and I think it's safe to say, just to give one example, their approach to housing is tried, tested, failed. It's tried, tested and failed again. And there was no willingness to change that. So we couldn't go into that particular government.
Looking now for weather, dry and mostly sunny today with highs of 20 or 21 degrees in light southeast breezes. It'll be dry tonight with mostly clear skies through a few mist and fog patches forming. Lowest temperatures of 6 to 10 degrees and that's with light winds. To conclude this evening's news. Searches have ceased in Glenfinn for the remains of a teenager who went missing 30 years ago. Last week it was confirmed by the family of Arlene Arkinson that a search in the parish had gotten underway. It's believed the efforts were stood down on Saturday. Gardaí are investigating a fatal motorcycle incident that occurred on Wednesday in Bunbeg. The incident happened at around 10 to 3 in the afternoon on the R257, resulting in the death of a man in his 60s. A member of the 100% Redress Party says he's disgusted at the behaviour of government politicians both locally and nationally. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine has spent a number of weeks in hospital, and speaking during a meeting of Donegal County Council's defective concrete block committee, he says he's shocked at the number of doctors and nurses in the hospital affected by the crisis, one of whom has handed keys back to the bank because they can't afford their mortgage and rent. And finally, Gardaí in Letterkenny have once again highlighted the serious consequences of drug and drink driving after a worrying number of offences uncovered over the weekend. One motorist was found to be 12 times over the legal alcohol limit. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, September 17th. The death has occurred of Mary Sweeney, Ní Magruirtí, Cooladerry, Ballylar, Fanid, Donegal. Mary's remains will repose at her late residence from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal from there to St Mary's Church, Fanna Volte Fanid, at 11:30 on Thursday morning for Requiem Mass at 12 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass will be live streamed on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Fanid Daycare Centre, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Anne Boyle, Tully Cleave, Ardra. Her remains will be reposing at her residence this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Kathleen Higdon, Nee McDade, 8 Binion Avenue, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her late residence this evening from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and tomorrow from 12 o'clock until 10 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 12:30, going to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, which can be viewed on Church Services TV. Interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Letterkenny University Hospital Medical 6 Ward, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Bernard Dillon, Glenview, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m, with rosary both nights at 9 p.m. Removal from there on Thursday morning to St Union's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on Church Services TV, followed by burial in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Susan McDade, Nee Murray, Ferna, Remelton, reposing at her home today until 10 o'clock. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in Killydonnell Graveyard. Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. Family time on the morning of the funeral. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.